This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Lacey, L-A-C-Y, first name Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, date of birth November 2nd, 1963, date of evaluation July 18th, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Kade, K-J-D-E. The chief complaint, 59-year-old female with chest pain. The HPI, the patient is a 59-year-old female who had been admitted to the Summit Medical Center in approximately June 28, 2023 period. At that time, she had presented with exertional chest pain, period. The patient underwent cardiovascular consultation per the cardiovascular consultant group, period. It was noted that she had previously underwent left heart catheterization in March of 2022, period. At that time, she did not have significant coronary artery disease, period. Patient was felt to have possible small vessel disease, period. She was subsequently discharged to home, period. She stated that she was at work delivering meals or meal when she experienced a sharp left-sided pain associated with left arm pain, period. Patient currently is asymptomatic, period. Past medical history, hypertension, next number enlarged heart, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, C-section times 2, next number left heart catheterization. Medications, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams on BID, amlodipine 5 milligrams one daily, acetaminophen 325 milligrams, Q4 PRN, nitroglycerin PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with heart disease, sisters with breast cancer, social history. She notes occasional alcohol use, but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 131/85, pulse 82, respiratory rate 24, height 63 inches, weight 215 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 68 beats per minute, period. There is T abnormality in the anterolateral leads, period. The impression, this is a 59-year-old female with exertional chest pain, period. Prior cardiac catheterization in March of 2022 apparently revealed no significant cardiac lesions, period. Patient was felt to have microvascular disease, period. She otherwise is doing clinically well, period. She certainly, based on her examination, may have some type of syndrome X, period. Patient noted to have significant obesity, period. She indeed may have microvascular ischemia, period. We'll see her and follow up in 1 month, but in the interim, we'll probably start her on a statin. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.